Hello, Tucson. Hello, world. Happy 4th of July weekend. Happy hot Saturday. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. We have another great informative show today, and we have two people that will be talking to us about a really important message. And I don't think I've ever said this on my show. Just listen up. There's things that you can learn that will really impact our state. We have online, on the telephone line, that is, Kimber Lanning, and in studio we have Lisette DeMars, and they're both from a statewide effort called Local First Arizona. I am indeed a member. They're our guests today, and they have lots to share with us. Anyone who's ever listened to me, every show I talk about how important it is to support locally owned businesses, and it's not just like a, you know, it's not a religion or a feeling or something woo-woo. It's a really good business model. It's a sustainable business model for our state. I love their message, which is why I'm a member. So the other news is I will not be taking callers today because the truth shall set us free. This is a pre-record, and I will be up in Great Green Greer, Arizona, celebrating the 4th with my family, thinking of all of you, I promise, in my 75-degree front porch, hoping that I can just bring a little bit of that back. So if you do have questions, you can call in and leave it for the next show, and I know that Stephen will be happy to take care of that for us. So I do have a couple of follow-up items. Last weekend, I gave away T-shirts from Bob Oldfather at Bookman's, and I couldn't exactly read all of Roger's writing, which is not a criticism. Nobody can ever read my writing. So if you did not get your shirt already, or if you did not pick it up at the studio, you should contact me. And my email address is gina@mrsgreensworld.com. So some of the written information was not translated extremely well. But the shirts are really cool. They say Tucson, the Solar City. And if you would like a shirt, I have some to give away. And as always, I love to have people come and visit my website. So if you visit my website and email me info@mrsgreensworld.com and have your contact information there, sign up for my newsletter, I will send you a shirt. And I don't have an unlimited quantity, but we want to start branding Tucson as the Solar City. And why shouldn't we? We don't have to ask anybody's permission. A really wonderful woman sent me another shirt that she made with some type of super solar thread. I want to thank her. It's a beautiful green shirt, and it says Tucson, the Solar City. And my husband's pretty funny. It came in the mail, and he goes, Gina, we got some swag. So thank you so much for sending me that shirt. And I don't have contact information for this really nice woman either. Okay, sponsors. I am always proud to say that they are one of my sponsors, especially with today's guests, because they're a locally owned car dealership. And I was thinking about it. There probably aren't any not locally owned car dealerships. Chapman is an outstanding example. They hire local employees. They have an unbelievable reputation for the charitable giving that they do. They're very involved in the community with the people that work there and their families. And there is an unbelievable Honda clearance sale going on this month. And it's really, I said on my promos for this week, of course, I would recommend the Honda Insight. But if I were you and I were looking for a car, they only do this once a year from what I remember. So this would be the time to go to Chapman for the Honda clearance sale and get a great deal. They have unbelievable packages for leasing and financing. So if you want a car, there's probably a plan for you. And I'm making a little, you know, kind of a little contest out of this. I want to know if you tell them Mrs. Green sent you, because we're starting a green team over there, a going green team, and I'll be checking to see if people go. Most of my friends know. They're on, you know, warning, you better tell me that you're going there and tell them that you know Mrs. Green. And while we're at it, I'll just kind of segue into the green tip. And Lisette, you will love it. It is do everything locally. Think, dream, act, shop locally. It's a win-win-win. And to me, the win is that the money stays here, businesses thrive, and the community flourishes. There's just really no downside. You're shaking your head, but you can say yes. Agreed? Yes. Agreed. Agreed. Yes, I know. Sometimes I wish it was TV so that people could see what, yes, she's vigorously agreeing.
So you're spot on.
That's spot on. It just it when I read about it, when you had Robert Schumann come, and the more I look into it, it's such a scientific formula. There's like no downside. So we are going to be getting to that. But anyway, this tip was sponsored by Horizon. And, you know, I don't know if you know this, you probably did, but I seek out people to support the mission and vision of Mrs. Green, and Horizon is another one. I mean, Bruce Dusenberry was Tucson Man of the Year. His wife works at the university. Together, they're probably on 13 boards. They give of their time. They give of their money. They really give back to the community, and they're locally owned. And
they're
invested in our community. It just makes such good sense. And sometimes I think I sound a little bit like I'm whining, which I really don't want to do that. So support the Mrs. Green sponsors and the mission and vision. We have great guests from all around the country, great guests locally, and we've got a really big job ahead of us to take easy and green steps towards a more sustainable city, right? Let's start there. A more sustainable house, it's great. So in studio is Lisette DeMars from Local First Arizona, and on the line is Kimber Lanning. It's a statewide effort. Kimber, if you want to say hi, we'd love to have you say hi.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me today.
Well, I'm excited. I'm glad you took the time out of your busy schedule to call us. And to give us, I really am excited about Local First, and I write about it a lot, and I don't know if you guys know how I first heard of it. Joe Higgins, who has a radio talk show now, said to me, Gina, he gave me a whole packet that I still have that I brought with me to the studio, and he said, you're Mrs. Green, you have to join. So my question to Joe, if you're listening, is where are you? Like, are you going to the Local First meetings, Joe? That's a little, I wonder if he's listening, but he did get a lot of people to join.
Yes.
I have to say that everybody has different strengths, but mm-hmm. Joe is a huge supporter and
an
old, old buddy of mine. Not old in years, just old in time only. Okay, because
And Gina, you know, I want to chime in right there. That is a perfect example of the left and the right coming together on this whole local economy issue. We have D's and R's aligned, and libertarians, everybody's aligned in this whole concept of investing in local businesses as a means of growing the economy. And Joe's a great example of that, you know. I think a lot of people that are really environmentally motivated are coming at the local economy's issue from a different place than those who are more from an economic perspective. But what's great is we have sort of a mingling pond, if you will, of all different types of people who are really getting on board with this.
And to me, I love that you chimed in with that, because I hope that's how the rest of the show goes, where it's, you know, sometimes it's with three people, I interrupt. I love it that you chimed in, because I don't know how people make it political. They must be bored. It's to spend money in a locally owned business doesn't have any Democratic, Republican, Libertarian, you know, whatever party next to it. It's money.
It's economics, and it's community.
It's economic, and who could be? It goes to support the tax base, so that we have schools that aren't falling down. I mean, there's just no downside. And being on the charity end, where I go out and ask people for money all the time, and I'm getting tired of that. It's like, guess who gives to us?
Local charities.
They don't have to
local businesses.
Yes, they don't have to go to corporate. They don't have to go through regional. They go. And there are some exceptions, and Larry Finoff is one of them from Wells Fargo. I'm having him as a guest in a couple of weeks. And to me, they operate more as a community bank, and I'm a proud customer for 35 years.
We do. We applaud that when that happens. But with the economics behind it show that 85% of charitable contributions come from your local businesses. And those are owners in the community whose kids go to these schools. They're grounded in this community, and they want to invest in it.
Does everybody hear that? 85%? And I can tell you what. From the things I've done with Angel Charity and Rotary and the other boards I'm on, yes, that is a statistically valid sample. So we are going to get into the meat of things, and why should shopping locally be so important to you? Why should you care? Stay tuned and find out. You're listening to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST, who's with you here in spirit, but really up in high country. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Because you never know what'll happen next. Happen next. Next. News Talk 790 KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Happy Saturday. Happy 4th of July. I hope you're having some fun barbecues, some family gatherings, and that you're barbecuing safely. barbecuing does contribute to the air quality. We have to the not so good air quality, and there have been quite a few alerts lately. So no matter what, don't use charcoal fluid. Don't use that fluid. It's not good for you. It's not good to have it on your food. It's not good to go out in the air. You can get wood chips. You can use paper. It might take a little longer. Propane is cleaner. Natural gas is better. So I'm never going to say don't barbecue, believe me. Those words will never pass my lips. Never say never, but barbecuing is an American pastime. There are healthier, safer, cleaner ways to do it. So just be mindful of that, that are better for your health and cheaper. Okay. So in studio today, we have Lisette DeMars, and she is from the Tucson chapter of Local First Arizona. And she is the membership coordinator, and I know Lisette, and I'm thanking you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Gina.
And Kimber Lanning is up at our sister city in Phoenix. We're not bringing anything up about athletics, which is good. It's not a wildcat. We don't bring that up on this. It's not that kind of show. So we can't do that. So let's talk about Local First Arizona. What is it? What's the premise, and how did it get started?
Well, I'll let you take this one, Kimber, because you clearly have been there since the very beginning.
Sure. Well, Local First Arizona is a nonprofit organization that represents locally owned businesses of all kinds. So we have 1,800 members statewide. We were formed in 2003, and we work on helping consumers and business owners understand how important it is to support locally owned businesses. Back in 2002, there was a study done that came out of Austin, Texas, that showed that for every $100 that any person in the country can spend at a locally owned business, wherever they are, roughly 45 of those dollars stay in that community and recirculate. And for the same $100 that you could spend in any national chain, only $13 remain in that community. So for basically, you know, the same amount of money, you can get three times the impact, three times the amount of money recirculating right in your community. And those are things, dollars that go to fund things like parks and libraries and fire departments. So we've grown. We're the largest coalition in the country, and we do economic studies, and we do fund campaigns for consumers to be consistently reminded, hey, it's not difficult to go local. There's a million ways to do it, and you don't have to do it all the time. Even if one in five times you can choose a local business, you'll be having a positive impact on your community. So that's kind of who we are in a nutshell. We work on fun projects all the time, and we have offices in Phoenix and Tucson.
And you're growing. I mean, clearly, every time I go to a Local First meeting, the numbers are growing and the word is spreading. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a good viral spread. I get updates on a regular basis and try to be there when I can. So what are the benefits? If I'm a local business and I'm listening, what kind of benefits can I expect and how much does it cost me? People want to know that. Okay, that's great. Is it going to cost me, you know, $5,000?
Well, our goal is to keep our dues as low as we possibly can. So for the little mom and pop, anybody with up to four employees, it's only $35 for a year's worth of membership. And then it ramps up based on the number of employees you have. And if you have more than 50 employees, it's going to be $300 a year. So most businesses come in between $35 and $125 for the year, which I think anybody would agree is pretty affordable for the benefits that you get.
Yeah, if you're in business and you can't, you should relook your business plan. I mean, I'm serious, I don't want to be mean, but if for $35 to $125 or $50 for the benefits you get, which I know you were going to articulate right now, and I interrupted you.
No, that's fine. Well, for that would be, you know, even if you're at $125, you're looking at, you know, $10 a month. You get a listing on our directory that gets over 10,000 to 12,000 unique visits of people looking to find local businesses. You're going to get introduced in our directory, which in Tucson alone goes to about 1,500 businesses, and in the Phoenix area goes to about 4,500 different supporters and fans. You're going to get a whole, you know, opportunity to get discounts when you're doing business with other business members. You get access to workshops that'll teach you how to learn better PR techniques to get in the paper more often,
right.
Social media. You have access to our iPhone application, which is free to all of our members, which is exciting new technology, a wide variety of benefits for joining.
And one of the things that I think we should just highlight, I mean, I'm talking about a life-changing event for me and my husband, and I should be getting a commission on sales of the book. You sponsor community events, and you brought in Robert Schumann,
Michael Schumann.
Michael Schumann. who wrote The Small Mart Revolution, and who talked, he spoke for a really long time. I only know that because when it was over, I said to my husband, I think he spoke for an hour and 20 minutes. He had me from hello, literally, and he did not look like Tom Cruise. But he really did start right, boom. And what I loved is research-based scientific examples of locally owned. And that's the kind of thing, as a local first member, I knew he was coming and I got to go.
You know, Gina, I'm a math nerd, and that's one of the things that is so stunning to me about buying local and shopping local and the local movement, is that it's so the foundation, its economic foundation is so stable.
So fundamentally sound.
Yeah. Michael Schumann talks about what Kimber said earlier, the $45 versus $13 that stays in the community, and how that happens and why that happens. And it has to do with something called the economic multiplier. And what we know is that when a local business is buying office supplies, they're buying them locally more often than a chain does. They don't import employees like chains do. Employees of local businesses tend to support other local businesses. So it's when you spend that dollar at a local business, that local business is hiring local CPAs, local lawyers, local window washers, local carpet cleaners, local painters, not the industry standard for their chain. And that's why that dollar works so much harder for us when spent locally. And Michael Schumann talked about that when he came to Tucson. And I mean, that's what his research shows. But this is not unique to our state. This is all over, anywhere.
He gave great examples of businesses. The one that started out as the deli. And he talked about, about how they decided, they made a conscious choice not to become a franchise. And what they turned that into was, what, 12 or 13 freestanding businesses?
Right.
That's a multi-million dollar operation, and they have more quality of life, I guarantee it.
Right.
And going around the country, opening franchises, forget it.
Yeah, that's right. It's called Zingerman's. And what
Zingerman's,
they did is they,
right.
instead
Thank
of,
you.
Like you said, selling out, they opened their own bakery, and then they opened their own
cheese shop.
Deli. And then they started manufacturing their own cheese. And now the number of employees, it's just grown, and it's transformed an entire community in Detroit.
And made it more sustainable. I mean, they made it a sustainable community. And this is absolutely not even on my agenda of things to talk about, but that's because I'm a whirling dervish. Another thing that he talked about is city governments, which, Kimber, I actually do want you to speak to that a little bit about how we're doing. I'd like a little bit of a report card in the next segment about how we're doing in our government purchasing, and I know it's not really good news. But Michael talked about how local governments, I lost my train of thought. I started thinking about how bad it is for the
the impact that they can make.
The impact that they can make. And he really just does have the concrete example of governments that spend money to bring businesses in. I'm back. Bring businesses in, they stay for 3 years, and they leave because they get the tax incentive. They're really not invested in the community. And if we took that same millions of dollars and invested it in building the infrastructure here, how it would help. And I think a combination would be good, because new business like Solon Corporation, that's a good thing for Tucson. They sought them out, the city fathers. Solon is here. Local solar installers can now get their products from a local manufacturer. They were making it here and shipping it to Germany, but with the economy changing, now they are local suppliers. So there's a good balance there. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's a question too. Give me one example of something that you've done, a campaign that really has had an impact on local efforts, either here or in Phoenix. I know that you have examples, but things you've done that would be maybe both.
Well, since it's 4th of July when this airs, I'll talk about what we call Independence Week. This is our 8th year doing it. It's a statewide event, and it was originally created before Local First existed in Tucson, up in Phoenix. Governor Napolitano proclaimed the week around 4th of July, Independence Week, where we celebrate our independent businesses. So for most retailers this summer, and restaurants, the summer is a slow time. And what we did was we created a golden coupon ticket, which was a 20% off coupon. We drove people to our website and said, print this out. And there's a list of businesses, our members who are participating. They can choose whether they want to do 20% off a dinner, 20% off a cup of coffee, 20% off of a pair of socks when you buy a pair of shoes, whatever. But it drives consumers to the local business community. which is a wonderful symbiotic relationship. The businesses need these people's business during the summer, and the consumers are getting a really good deal for the people who are supporting their community. So please go to the website, print out your coupon.
For this weekend, for it's this perfect. Weekend. And 20% is a lot.
It's
and
a huge amount.
When I get that, it's an absolute note to self, spend more money.
And we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of businesses participating
awesome.
All across the state.
Okay. Local First Arizona. We have to go to a quick break.
Sure.
This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. In studio is Lisette DeMars. On the air from Phoenix is Kimber Lanning. We'll be right back.
Because you never know what'll happen next. Happen next. Next. News Talk 790 KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. We are learning. We are learning about an unbelievably positive, good campaign here in Arizona called Local First Arizona. We have Kimber Lanning calling up from Phoenix and Lisette DeMars from Tucson. And Lisette, can I say the store where you work?
Of course.
Okay. She works at Mrs. Tiggy Winkle's, which is one of the most fun places in the world to go. It's a toy store, kind of. It's an experience. And my daughter worked there when she was 15. And we had so much fun in that store. I mean, I would sprinkle fairy dust on people. You put on a hat. You put on wands. It's almost like Halloween every day. You go into this magical kingdom. Would you agree?
It's very magical.
And it's locally owned.
Yes.
Thank you. Did I mention that? Okay. A perfect segue to me is, and we were talking off air about this a little bit, let's talk about the 10% shift, the impact you've had on procurement, and the fact that you're never anti-big box, big store. Those are realities. There are things that you can't get in a locally owned store. We're not talking about boycotting or not spending any money. We're talking about a shift. So, Kimber, do you want to talk about the 10% shift a little bit?
Sure, absolutely. You know, in the end of 2008, a great study came out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, that showed that if everyone in that community simply shifted 10% of their spending from national business to local business, that's just a 10% shift in their behavior, it would create $130 million new dollars recirculating in that community, 1,600 brand new jobs, and $52 million in new local wages. So we're using that campaign or that study to launch a campaign here in Arizona called the 10% Shift. And we're creating an online calculator where individuals will be able to go and enter into 8 simple categories, their monthly expenditures, and click a button that says, I pledge to shift 10%. And it will calculate for them so they can see in a year's time how much they will recirculate for things like libraries and parks and fire departments. So it's important that everybody understand that every dollar counts and to also understand how simple going local can be. I mean, even to your point, we're not anti. If you're in a big box, choose Hickman's Eggs. They're grown right here in
perfect
Arizona.
Example.
Shamrock
perfect.
Is an Arizona company. Harkins Theaters is
perfect.
An Arizona company. So we're not asking everybody to spend any more money than they already are. We're asking them to shift 10% of their spending, and it will create a huge impact on the state.
I love that. And, you know, one of my sponsors, another one, is the Fairfax Companies, and they have landfills. They're privately owned landfills. How hard can it be to take your landscaping waste, and if you're doing a remodeling project, to the locally owned landfill where it is not owned by a huge conglomerate? So this is a perfect example. And I know they're looking for example, they're looking for fenders from cars. They're doing a recycling program so that for body shops and car dealers, they actually throw them in the landfill. Well, Fairfax will take them, they'll sell them to the the recycler, and then they'll give a percentage back to the local car dealership. So I call that the local circle of life.
Yeah.
But it's harder to penetrate that if you're dealing with three layers up. You got the local, you got the regional, you got the national. It's a little bit harder. Okay, so when will that 10% will that be launched? It's not up yet?
Not yet. We're launching in September, and in addition to our 1,800 members, we have over 200 community partners lined up. So what I mean by that is Rotary Clubs, everything from Rotary Clubs to business groups to Chambers of Commerce to seniors groups. Wide variety of people who have helped us put the campaign together are offering to help us distribute information. So we're hoping that everybody is going to get on board. And one of the fun things, Gina, is everyone will be able to enter their zip code when they take the pledge. So at any given time, we'll be able to say, this is how much Tucson shifted, or this is how much Oro Valley shifted,
oh
or this
gosh,
is how much Phoenix shifted.
So great.
And it'll create a fun little way for people to compete with each other.
Okay, so I'm saying on the air, I'm in Rotary. I've been in Rotary for almost 20 years, which means, of course, I started when I was 15. And I would love to have somebody come and talk to my Rotary Club about this, because I don't believe anybody has. And
well,
we are...
I think I'm coming on, let's see, July. I'm signed up. And is the meeting over at La Paloma? Wait,
no.
What's it called?
Do you know how many Rotary Clubs there are in Tucson?
Oh, No.
There are, I think, as of today, 18. So, there, yeah, there are lots. And that one is not mine, so
I'll get the word out.
I don't even want to hear about that. No, I'm just kidding. I love all Rotary Clubs, service above self. So that would be one way. And the other thing is, I want to remind both of you, events are free to be posted on the Mrs. Green's World website. And then let's schedule a call-in so that when you're ready to launch, you can just call in the first 15 minutes, and I'll announce it and promote it on my website.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
And
my Facebook fan page. I am getting so many more fans on Facebook. I'm over 600, and I'm so happy.
Great.
You would think I had 60,000, by the way. I get so excited. But every 100 counts, right? Every one counts.
Every one counts,
okay.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about procurement, because I worked for the government for a short time. Government entities spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on buying supplies and computers and cartridges and paper and erasers and pens and blah, blah, blah. So what kind of impact have you had on their buying power?
We have been working on it for quite some time. And basically what we've learned, this is really wild, but we did a study in 2007 looking at the state of Arizona's office supply contract, which is a $5 million contract at the time was with OfficeMax. And we compared and contrasted that contract if it had been awarded to a company called WISP, which is a third-generation Arizona company. And through studying their books pretty thoroughly for about 4 months, we were able to prove that we're losing about $500,000 a year in economic leakage. And what I mean by that is, first and foremost, WIST has 100% full-time employees with benefits, and OfficeMax has brought Arizona 62% part-time employees with no benefits. The other one, Gina, you already brought up, is charitable contributions. WISP gives an average of $35,000 a year to Arizona charities and has done so for the last 10 years in a row. And OfficeMax could not prove that they'd ever given a dime to an Arizona charity. And the third area is what we call second-tiered jobs, and Lisette talked about that earlier, that multiplier. WIST has local attorneys, local CPAs, local graphic designers, local PR teams. All of those jobs are outsourced with OfficeMax. So at the end of the day, there's no cost savings there. We're actually losing money in leakage from our economy. So we took that information to the state, and we created a Senate bill in 2008, and we simply were trying to get a favor for a resident bidder. So if you're an Arizona company, you automatically come to the table with a little bit of a preference simply because we're acknowledging that you're going to create more jobs. And we did fairly well. We made it through the Senate 22-5, but then we did not get heard on the House of Representatives side. But what we did in the meantime is we've gone to the cities and helped them find ways to change their procedures in ways that encourage more local spending. And all of them have been incredibly receptive. You know, sometimes it does take an economic crisis to get everyone's attention, but lately they're turning over every stone trying to save money, and we can show them how to do that by buying locally. So it's been the timing has been very good.
How could people not get excited about hearing this?
That's right.
I'm serious. How could they not? Now, what about the universities? Are they sacred cows? Are we helping to move them too, or do they already walk the walk?
They do not walk the walk. In fact, the universities are driven by the Arizona Board of Regents regulations, which are governed basically by the state law, which still has not been changed. And so they do business with Staples, and Staples actually, and this is hard for me to say it out loud, but Staples actually packs and process our orders in Los Angeles and ships them here via UPS or FedEx. So there's not one Arizona job being created by our three universities, office supply purchasing, which to me is criminal, and we're working on that. It's really a shame. Their hands are tied because of the state law. And so until we can get that changed, there's really nothing they can do about it. But just to give people an idea of how important this is, the city of Phoenix modeled the procurement law that they've worked on, the purchasing procedure that they've changed just recently at our influence, modeled it after San Diego. And what San Diego did is they said, okay, it used to be any contract worth more than $5,000 went to an open public bid, and we don't care where your company's from, it's whoever's cheapest. It's just a mad dash for cheap. We raised that threshold to $50,000. And anything now worth less than $50,000, staff has been retrained. They simply go to a database that's populated only with Arizona companies. They get three bids and go with the lowest. So like I said, we modeled this after San Diego. We got it through in Phoenix, and we've taken it to Tucson, and they're still considering it. It's not been passed yet. But that might sound like small beans, but San Diego did an additional $40 million worth of business in the state of California in 2.5 years after undergoing the exact same change.
That is not small beans anywhere. And we've got to take another short break. I can't stand that we have to do this, but we do. The FCC makes us. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Great, absolutely over-the-top, exciting show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with a couple of closing points for our last segment. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST.
Because you never know what'll happen next. Happen next. Next. News Talk 790 KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. It's 4th of July weekend. I hope you're having a great one. I'm sure I am, and I'll tell you about it a week from now. It's kind of like time travel. I'm telling you this on a Tuesday. You're listening on a Saturday, and next Saturday I tell you how it's going. We have great guests on the show today. I mean, I'm kind of finding myself breathless a couple of times. Kimber Lanning and Lisette DeMars from Local First Arizona, a statewide effort to talk to us about making local shifts, changing the way you buy a little bit, not drastically, just doing things a little bit differently and what a difference it can make, working on procurement, a really exciting, what I would call grassroots movement going on here in Arizona. So what do you do when you talk about, when you talk to people? This is one of my biggest challenges. Even with people that sponsor Mrs. Green, that get my newsletter, that are a fan on Facebook, they really believe in my mission and vision. But when we get in conversation, they're not changing their buying patterns. How do you, like, whomp somebody up the side of the head and say, hello, you got, where did you say you went for lunch?
I actually usually start right there, Gina. I tell people I'm a Tucsonan. I've lived here my whole life, and I've traveled all over the world. And when you travel somewhere, you don't eat at the chains. You
ever,
eat at the local
ever,
restaurants, right?
Unless you're nuts.
Yeah, this is a third-generation pizzeria. This is, you know, I heard about this little Thai restaurant. And,
where
you know,
the
wherever.
Locals eat.
Right. And so food is easy to convince people about. When people come to Tucson to visit you, you send them to the local restaurants, your favorite places in town. So I usually start there. And then it's the cultural experience. I want people to have a fantastic customer service and a unique experience. And I also am very passionate about keeping, for me it's Tucson and for Kimber it's Phoenix, having people have that experience in a shop. And I don't want our city to look like any town USA. I want it to be Tucson. We take our family members downtown, down to 4th Avenue, down Campbell. And those are local populated areas.
And
so
4th Avenue to me is a perfect example, mm-hmm. because it used to have a stereotype to mean of an age demographic.
Right.
There is no age demographic on 4th Avenue. The shops, there are a lot of my sponsors down there, Sea of Green and the food co-op. I can go in there and it's like going down the rabbit hole. It's so much
fun.
But
what I tell people, know that, but they have to put their money where their mouth is. They need to support these businesses to keep them alive. Local businesses need your help right now. We, we need support. So do it. Come out and celebrate Independence Week with us. Print out your coupon. Go eat on 4th of July. Get your groceries at Basha's. You know, support the people who support your community, and they give back. You know, you have a great experience, great customer service, great quality products.
And another big one is coffee shops.
Mm-hmm.
When you're scheduling a meeting, if you're in business, I just started doing this about 7 months ago. We go to Ike's, we go to Spilled the Beans, we go to Bentley's, we go to Raging Sage. I'm trying to go up all around the town. Mm-hmm. There's a locally owned coffee shop or tea room near you So you can schedule meetings, and people say, what's Ike's? I never knew about that.
Yeah.
You don't have to go, and I have nothing against Starbucks. They're being great stewards of the community. Mm-hmm. But you can, this summer will help keep businesses open if we shift 10%.
Well, there's this one of the studies that we've posted. We have all of the studies Kimber's been quoting from are now available on our website. We have a link there to all of them. And one of them is that for every 2 jobs brought to a community by a national chain, 3 jobs are destroyed.
Eliminated.
Right.
Yeah.
So when we talk about coffee shops, if you need to know where to go, check out our directory. We have things listed by, you know, by everything, by category. But that's a huge one. Just go use your have your meetings in a local coffee shop.
Have your meetings at the Cup, mm-hmm. down at Hotel Congress.
Yeah.
It is one of the most fun places to go. They are not a sponsor. My daughter works there as hostess, but it's a happening place in Tucson. Maynard's happening place. Mm-hmm. And we can get right down to 4th Avenue. I never have trouble finding parking at 4th Avenue.
Nope.
And there's nothing really exciting going on at the malls. They all
not
look
usually.
Alike. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. It's okay. But, you know,
it's like we said, Kimber said earlier, this isn't about, we don't, there's got to be a balance between
it's
big businesses, medium businesses,
right.
and small businesses. But for us, if you can shift just 10% of your spending conscientiously, you know, one out of every 10 times, one out of every 5 times would be even better. Try something new. Try a local business and give them feedback. Tell them what you like and what you don't like. They love to hear it. Your business matters to them. They want you to come back, and they're going to do whatever they can to be a good host.
I know, and I don't know if I've told this story on air before, but Kimber, when I was coming back from the Michael Schumann presentation,
mm-hmm.
my husband said, I needed gas for the car, and he said, where are you going to get gas? And I said, I'm going to go to Circle K. And he goes, did you hear that guy? And I said, yeah. He goes, no, we're going to Coxco. Our friends, Cheryl and Bill Cox, own Coxco gas stations.
Well,
okay?
And Quick Mart is a member, too, and they're Arizona-based.
Quick Mart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, good to know that, okay?
Yeah.
So they're Arizona-based. I didn't know that, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners did not. So I can go there, or I can go to Coxco. I used to go to Costco to get my gas. Cheryl and Bill Cox are big donors. They care. They give of their time, their money. Their children get involved in the community, so it's just another example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what other things do you want to share with us but in this quality time that we have left to give shout-outs about this wonderful effort? I am about as passionate on this subject as anything I have on the show because, to me, it's a way that I can make a difference here.
I'd like to throw out just an example for people who you can really relate to what we're talking about. I always give an example in my talks about an example would be a soccer mom who goes out week after week after week and buys the snacks for the team at a big box. And then at the end of the year, when she's got a huge year-end party with all of the teams, she's going to go directly over to Bash's and knock on their door for a donation.
Oh.
Now, this is what we call a broken social cycle, and we're actually proving right now as a state that this model doesn't work, and we've got to figure out a way to strike a balance between investing in the companies that invest in us and purchasing cheap products. So somewhere in there has to be a balance if we're going to have quality school systems, parks that are open and functioning, libraries with normal hours and bus services. So people need to understand the connection between the two. Connecting those dots, that's what we're all about.
That is such a good example. I love it, and I'll use it.
I'm going to piggyback on that, too, and say we just raised our sales tax here because we need to cover these social services. Our schools are in trouble, our police departments. But part of the challenge is that so many people are purchasing online to avoid the sales tax, and that's you may be getting a deal, but I put that in quotes because you're actually taking from your community in a way. So if you're making a conscientious effort, you can't find it somewhere in the community, that's fine. But be aware of the impact that your purchasing has on your community.
I don't know how you could save money ordering anything online. I did order something the other day, not locally available. Mm-hmm. The shipping, no matter how much I ordered, was $9.95. You have to tack that on. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sale tax, great. Shipping, not so great ever. I mean, you have to do a big order to get free shipping from companies these days. Because
well, I want to chime in with
expensive.
One last thought. The this woman that I met just recently, she was bragging about doing all of her holiday shopping online, and her husband was a firefighter. And I said, so the sales tax you're not paying actually goes to pay your husband's salary, and you should have seen the look on her face. It never occurred to her before.
And that is what, if we can keep doing that and making people more aware, and I was just thinking about it, like I used Arizona Party Rental for my daughter's graduation party because I said to my husband, we cannot have paper plates, paper napkins, paper this, paper that. But if I want paper goods, I go to where my sister-in-law works, a fine line, and I buy my cards there. I buy my personal stationery there. You talk about superior customer service, little presents for people, shopping. When I think about how many gifts I've gotten for kids at Mrs. Tiggy Winkle's, it makes a difference. Don't go to any place else but Mrs. Tiggy Winkle's if you need toys. It's so much fun. You'll have a ball. So you guys, thank you so much.
Thank
I know this will
us.
Not be the last time that we're hearing from you. We'll wait for that calculator. We'll wait for more great events. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Happy 4th of July weekend. Thank you, Arizona, the Green Times, Tucson Green Times, for doing what you do. Proud partner of Mrs. Green.